What you got over there?
Bag full of Starburst jelly beans that I stole from you.
Hey.
What you got over there?
Oh, your hand full of Starburst. Thanks, Pastor Cheryl.
Welcome to This Is Us Podcast with Jay On.
And B Rhea, you feeling?
Yeah, I am feeling, I'm guessing. Today's episode is a two-parter. But you will be learning all about me and Bria.
All about us.
All about us. From our childhood growing up to achievements, goals, and dreams. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get until you open it up. So we about to open up the story of Bria Morris. Take it away.
Book. Open. Insert. Hi, this is BSM. Soon to be known as BSM Squared.
I go good.
Yeah, I am. But I was born in 1993 in Longview, Texas. And then I moved to Henderson, Texas with my mommy. I have an older sister. Her name is Taronica, but people call her Tron.
Tron.
Tayron. Tronica. Anything you want to call her, she's good with it.
A lot of names.
Mm-hmm. And I have a younger brother named Brandon, or Bubba. He is 6 years younger than me. We have the same birthday. Fun fact. I've been twirling since I was 4. I'm a retired twirler, unfortunately.
She old.
I'm old now. My bones don't operate like they used to. But I twirl in high school, and then I twirled in college.
So, did you play any sports in high school?
No. I was the band nerd. I played the tuba from middle school to high school and a couple of years in college. Trombone. That's trombone.
Mm. I was close.
You were close. It's a brass. But I went to Navarro College in Corsicana, and then I transferred to TJC, graduated there, and
transferred. Can you tell the people where TJC is?
It's in Tyler, Texas. And then I transferred to UT Tyler. Yes, John, that's also in Tyler, Texas.
She did a lot of traveling in college, folks.
I did a lot of traveling. Whew. But I don't regret anything.
Praise God.
Anything.
Anything. Praise
God. Anything. I love it. And I graduated from there. Last May, with my bachelor's degree.
Woo woo!
But, just growing up, I had a very supportive household. My parents were both there for me with anything that I needed. I grew up in the church. Just an overall family-oriented person. I love getting together and just being with my loved ones. So that's just a little bit on who I am and where I come from. Just a little sneak peek of my life. Nothing too in depth because nobody got time for that. But
ain't nobody got time for that.
No. But baby.
Sup?
Tell these wonderful people about your life.
Whew. I don't know if we got enough time on this podcast to get through all this goodness of mine.
We gonna make time.
Oh, praise the good Lord. Well, I was born in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Where's that at?
Somewhere in Louisiana. If you don't know where Natchitoches is, you crazy. It's the home of the meat pies.
Ooh. Yes, yummy meat pies.
And crawfish pies. Mm. Mm. I was born there in 1991.
Old.
Yeah, I'm your old cougar. I'm getting gray hairs already. She put them on me. Anyway, I was born there. I was raised there. I had a very supportive family. You all know I'm blind, of course.
Blind.
Everybody knows that. I'm the white Ray Charles of Louisiana.
Oh, my gosh.
But my family was always supportive. They always made sure I had things that I needed. They always brought me to things that I always wanted to go to. Got to meet a lot of athletes throughout my year life. I attended Lakeview High School, which is in Campty, Louisiana, which is shy north of Natchitoches.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it sticks. Don't get no cell phone service.
Mm-mm.
Feels like you're going to the movie Get Out.
And it's so funny because when I first went to John's house, my friend Aisha, she said, girl, you better keep your location on because this seems like some Get Out mess. So,
if you ain't seen the movie, go watch it.
Please go watch it.
Well, after I attended high school, I attended Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. I got my bachelor's degree in psychology.
What?
I was a smart young man.
You still are smart.
Thanks. And then I got my master's degree in sport administration while working for the men's basketball team there for 5 years.
Swoosh.
Swoosh. Buckets.
Buckets.
Slam dunk. Never seen a blind guy play basketball, have you?
Nope.
Then you need to play me. You think I'm the blind LeBron James over in this joint?
Dang.
So, other than that, I have a sister. She's older than me. She's about to be, well, she is over 30. Whew, girl old.
Dang, Brittany. Love I'm you, sorry. Brittany.
She is married. Can't remember how many years it's been. They gave me a niece. Avery dog, my girl.
A dog.
And then my little nephew, my sidekick, my little NBA, soon to be NBA star, Rylan Tingle. Right, dog, up in the house. I love you, buddy. But I love my little niece and nephew. I had a great family. They always supported me, like I said. And I guess that's really it.
Sounds like a great life, babe.
Yeah, it was very kind of lame after thinking about it.
You just said it out loud. You put it in. Dang.
Basic.
Hashtag it. So now we're about to dive into those achievements, goals, and dreams. Baby, take it away.
Gucci. All right. Well, starting high school, I graduated with a 3.5 GPA. Mm. Pretty smart little fella. Even though Lightview High School was kind of easy. Yeah, it was very easy.
Dang.
But I was a part of FCA, Family Fellowship Christian Athletes, not family, but Fellowship of Christian Athletes, while I was at Lakeview. Well, then in 2011, I graduated from that joker of a place, and I went into the big boy school and went to college. As I said earlier, I graduated with my bachelor's degree in psychology. Forgot to add this, with a second degree in addiction studies. Forgot to add that part earlier, folks.
That's awesome.
Yes, thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
Well, then I graduated there, then I moseyed on over there to the master's program. Like I said earlier, got it in sports administration. While I was working on my master's degree, I was working for the men's basketball team. At that time, I had a goal to be a director of operations, where you do all the logistics for the team. Got that. So that was a big achievement. Well, same year, I was nominated for the top 10 most courageous award for the NCAA Men's Basketball Writers Association, meaning for people that's in the sports and basketball that year, that had an encouraging, courageous story. They was nominated, and I made it to the top 10. I didn't win. Sad face.
You're a winner in my heart, though.
Yay! All right, now to my goals. My first goal is in 50 days, move out of the ghetto, out the hood. That's a big goal, folks. That is one of the biggest short-term goals ever. Move from the hood to the suite overnight. And then, next goal is to finish paying off our wedding.
Almost there.
Close. So close. I can smell it. Mm-hmm. Actually taste it because I'm paying the food. And then, my next goal is to say I do to this joker over here. To my old lady.
Hi.
Even though I'm the older one. I love you though, boo.
Love you too.
You're my old lady at heart.
Okay, you ain't got to keep saying it.
All right, to my dreams. I can't give you all of my dreams because it won't be dreams if I give you all of my dreams.
That's true.
But some verbally dreams that I can give to you is continue to save up money so I can buy my lady a house.
Oh.
A nice house. Not in the hood. We're staying in Houston, though. Can you leave our family that we got here now?
Can't leave our river family.
Take me to the river. All right, so after buying a house, I want to, not I won't, but yeah, I want. That's one of my dreams. I want to have kids. And I want to, can't give you the names, but we got some pretty cool names for our children's. If we have a son, he could be like his daddy, a stud.
Stud muffin.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
I'll be your stud muffin to the end of time.
To the end of time.
Anyway, that was my goals, achievements, and dreams. I said it all backwards, but let's take it to Berea. You feel? Let's get hers.
Okay.
Okay.
For achievements, literally, I have so many achievements, so many certificates and awards that I've won over the years. I'm going to just throw at you what I do remember. Okay. So in high school, I went to state for my tuba playing, and I went to state for my twirling. Those are pretty much the only things that I remember in school. I do remember getting a couple of other band awards, but I just don't know the names of them.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to college, particularly UT, because when I went to Navarro and went to TJC, I was brand new. I was fresh out of high school. I really didn't know where to start for my student organizations and everything. So when I went to UT Tyler, I came in with the goal of being in as many student organizations and being a part of the student engagement environment as much as I can, because I knew I was going to be at UT for a while. So I was a senator for SGA for the Longview campus, and then a senator on the Tyler campus. I was in NSLS for, I think, 3 years. I was the secretary for 2 terms, and then the vice president for my last year at UT Tyler. What else? I got an award for a student organization member of the year. I got,
that's my baby.
I got quite a few more. I literally can't remember them, but
old age.
Yeah, it was that old age kicking in. But and then whenever we moved here, me working my first year in education, I got the Outstanding Educator Award.
Not outstanding, but owl-standing.
Owl-standing from Rice University. Then I got a Champion Teacher Award because of my kiddos. They improved on their testing scores. So that's a big achievement for me and my kiddos. For my goals, my big goal is to pay off my student loans, because when going into UT Tyler, I didn't want to get any loans, because when I went to Navarro and to TJC, I didn't have any student loans. My bad. Shut up. So that's my biggest goal as of right now, because I don't like having that, you know, on my credit score and everything. But what's next?
You're still on goals, baby.
Goals.
I hope you only have one goal in life.
That's my biggest goal as of right now, because I really want to get that number down, and it's not going to take me long. I gotta do it.
You got this.
I got this. I really do got this.
Be like Nike. Just do it.
Just do it. I am doing it. But of course, again, I'm going to marry the love of my life. I'll be BSM squared in 6 months. 5 months.
21 weeks.
21 weeks. Dang, John.
2 days.
So look who's counting down.
Like 16 hours.
Okay, sweetie.
Depending on when you hear this, maybe 30 minutes.
And then what's the last one?
Dreams.
My dream.
You dream a lot.
I dream. Oof. Wait. Okay, since you know my dreams, give them one of my dreams.
I ain't talking about your dreams that I know of. I'm talking about them crazy dreams you be having at night.
Okay.
Calling me a dodo in the middle of the night.
I don't know what kind of dreams I be having. Lord, just be with my brain, because I don't know what be going on.
I pray over that thing every night.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. We alternate in bedtime prayer, but Lord, just cover my brain. But my biggest dream is to get to wedding day without the stress that people are trying to put on us about
this, Rona.
About Rona.
Second like, wave. It's second coming.
Just chill. Just calm down. Just we're shut calm. Up about it. We're calm. We're collected. We're not really worried about it.
We got a plan B. You got a plan C. You got a plan D. Just in case.
Exactly. Just chill out. Don't put that stress on us. Just trying to get to wedding day. And literally just trying to get through 2020. Because it's a lot of things that I'm not sure of. What's going to happen. Or, you know, what's to come. We don't really know. So, just trying to get through the year in one piece. Mentally, physically, and emotionally is a big goal. Okay? So, that's all of my achievements, goals, and dreams. Thank y'all. Thank you very much.
I don't want that.
Thanks for tuning in to This Is Us, episode 3.
Tres.
Three.
Tres.
Tres.
Three.
Ah, say it! Don't swear it! See y'all next week. Bye.
All right, this is Users. I got y'all a name. Stick around for the bloopers. Here they come.
What you got over there?
A nasty Starburst. Mama always told me ladies go first. Ah, oh, yeah, that pink Starburst. Ugh, tastes like booty.
John.
Oh man, another pink. What you need to go there for?
I need to get some stuff from Walmart.
For what?
Stuff for the house.
Like oh. What?
Oh, I'm recording.